The signs began showing up in yards around White Rock Lake several weeks ago. They warned against using 2.5 acres of park property to build a restaurant. The sign planted in Stephen Ingram's yard a block from the water advertises a website, SaveBoyScoutHill.org. A petition on the website has signatures from more than 2,300 who, like Ingram, want to stop the restaurant in its tracks.
I'm not really concerned about my home value as much as the gem that is the land out there. No company or corporation or even individual has the right to take away the land at any cost.
Boy Scout Hill is a grassy open area with a pavilion that's intersected by the hike and bike trail. It overlooks the lake at the northeast corner of the 15-acre park. Conservationists say it's one of North Texas's last remaining remnants of native blackland prairie, and it should be preserved. Leslie Briones, whose family comes for cookouts, agrees.
I think you should leave it open, like, to express the land. You come here just to, like, hang out and get the nature, and I think a restaurant will kind of, like, mess it up.
Brooke Dudgeon feels the same way. She takes a break from her bike ride to say she plans to speak out against the restaurant at the meeting with developers.
I'm very opposed to it. I think it's a horrible idea. The people that live on this area, the best part about living there is every day driving out and you see this beautiful sunset over the lake. It's amazing. There's plenty of places to eat.
But other White Rock patrons like Josh Norwood think it would be great to have a place where they could grab a bite to eat.
I think it would be cool, especially if they served healthy dishes or smoothies or something. You could get something after a workout, so it wouldn't bother me a bit.
Building community support from others like Norwood is the uphill task in front of restaurant developers Richard Kopf and Lyle Bergen. Following a storm of passionate opposition, they've hired a public relations firm and declined to do a recorded radio interview. Bergen, an architect who's helped design other restaurants, says the White Rock restaurant would include indoor and outdoor seating where you could watch the sunset. Dinner entrees would cost between $12 and $25, with lunches priced at about half that. There would be a parking lot with 160 spaces, shielded by native grasses and natural surfaces. A portion of the profits from the restaurant would be donated to a fund that would support other projects and needs at White Rock Lake.
When new ideas come forward, I think it's important that we talk about them.
Jerry Worrell is the Dallas Park Board member representing the White Rock area. He says it will be crucial for developers to build community support if they want the restaurant to move forward. Worrell says the 1987 management plan for White Rock Lake Park does allow for the sale of food, but it places a higher priority on natural areas.
The philosophy of the city is to not develop any open park land, at least at White Rock Lake. It would suggest that those amenities might be added, but maybe not by constructing new facilities.
A key endorsement for developers would be the approval of the White Rock Lake Task Force, which includes area residents and park supporters.
Our philosophy is to encourage those activities and those projects that are compatible with a natural environment at the lake and discourage those that are not.
Task Force Chairman Michael Young says the city has never moved forward with a project his group has opposed. While the task force hasn't taken a formal position on the restaurant, members unanimously opposed it when they took a straw vote last month. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.